36 minutes ago, Nebraska DOT, I-80 and Highway 30, those are our two main roads, closed. Snow and high winds continue to make travel impossible.
Damn.
We may be sleeping in this car tonight.
How would we do that?
I would say...
Myrtle's got
probably...
The...
Does that seat drop down?
I got about 50% left of my Steam Deck, so I'm Mad Maxing and
yeah,
shifts.
That's the only thing that's going to suck is if that
or,
thing dies.
What if I ask the guy if I go in there and charge it?
You think he's not going to take that Steam Deck? He can also probably explain to you how to use it.
I got that knife. I'll keep that knife
you
on
You have
me.
A knife?
Yeah, you've known
I
that.
I thought you had pliers. Should we bust out the pepper spray that you got me?
Where is that?
It is in the box with the rest of the stocking stuffers. If this were live, we wouldn't be sharing our plan. But
no.
By the time you guys hear this, we're
we'll
either
be dead,
dead
or alive.
Or we've made it out. So I don't know if we care, but our lights
off.
Are on. You can't turn them off.
It's all the way off.
Well, the battery won't die if the car's on,
yeah,
right?
The alternator's going.
God, I know.
Either do I.
I know nothing.
I've just heard.
We're so screwed.
They got a light on. What do you think they're doing? Oh, they're moving around in there.
Okay.
Well, they probably know we're podcasting. Yeah, they got a strobe light.
I was going to say, if anybody saw me doing this, I think I'd be mortified. If they walked by and saw us talking into microphones, I think I would just pretend we were mentally ill and not well.
And also, it's just like salt of the earth people being like, what the fuck? Or why
are you? They've got maps open in their car. They're drawing out routes.
Drawing?
We're like, isn't this silly? Aren't we silly? Goo doo doo doo. Get a water. It's going to be quite loud. Did you hit record?
I hit record.
You hit record as soon as I went to get a water out.
A tiny water.
A tiny podcast water. Can I interest you in one or is that yours?
That's the host's water.
Got it.
We're in a parking lot of a Motel 6 in Big Springs,
Big
Nebraska.
Big Springs.
Big Springs. Little pussies.
Big Springs type pussies. No, it was tiny pussies.
It was tiny pussies.
It was tiny pussies.
Big Springs, Nebraska. The Motel 6, you know it. You love it.
No vacancy.
No vacancy.
We are not in the Motel 6. We are just sitting in the car outside of the... We just peed in the Motel 6.
We both just peed in their bathrooms, which are just above outside gas station bathrooms.
Yeah, they're not...
Barely above a key on a giant wooden plank.
They're not porta potties.
No.
Which is... We should be, that's what we're doing today. We're counting our blessings.
Yeah.
All of the ways in which this could be worse are the things we're focusing on. Like,
this
that bathroom could have been worse.
This is a gratitude pod episode. This is a bonus gratitude episode.
Right. Are you feeling thankful? So are we.
So are we. So we, well, let's just
hit him.
Let's hit him
with
it.
The truth.
Hit him with the facts. Katie and I drove from New York City to Denver, stopping in Chicago for Christmas. We stopped in Chicago, saw Katie's brother, sister-in-law, mom and dad, and niece, sweet little Charlie. And then we drove to Denver, had Christmas with Trish the Dish for 2.5 days.
Yep.
And her dogs, Myrtle.
Myrtle's with us. We should have mentioned that a lot sooner.
Sorry, guys.
Myrtle's here.
Co-host.
She's been in the car the whole time. I hope you didn't say
anything.
She's
going to be pissed. She wants her plugs. You can see her at the Madison Square Dog Park. You could see her being
She's
a good girl. you could see her being a good girl on 8th Avenue. She popped up. You're a good dog. So we drove.
We took
a little family
and
car trip.
And he means we. We split it up. I did some driving.
First off, I'm going to tell the people at home, Katie drew a bad hand on the trip out, and we were driving to Chicago. Well, we stopped in Mommy,
Ohio.
I'm probably pretty sure it's not how you pronounce
it. It's probably
that.
Like Miami. Oh, shit. It's Miami.
It's Miami. But it's outside of, it's near Toledo. It's in Toledo. Who fucking knows? We stopped there for a night. But while we were driving out there, I got done at the gas station, refueled like halfway to the drive. And then Katie took over and immediately started snowing. We had no idea. The snow just hit us. And then Katie... You know, Boston chick fought through it. Fucking Boston.
If I'm honest, there was like a 5-minute span where I was like, because you were a little panicky and I had to keep reassuring you. I was like, it's okay. I used to do a lot worse than this. But then there was this like
Because I got anxious.
Yeah.
So anxious.
You and Myrtle.
So meet me at 11:30.
Okay. But I there was like a 5-minute span where I was like, okay, I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
And then it got better. It was fine.
But Katie earned her CDL, so you
That's
can see
right.
her driving 16-wheelers big rigs.
I feel like I know the lifestyle now because this road trip has taught me things that, yeah, I probably should have known, but I didn't because I don't go on a, I've never been on like a road trip. This is the longest road trip I've been on.
This was a through the middle of America heartland road trip.
Yeah, I-80.
Well, now we've renamed it I-Katy.
I-Katy.
It's I-Katy.
The bathrooms along the way, nice. Really not bad at the right off of I-80. Any of those gas stations right off I-80.
I got a lot of fans from the bonfire that were truck drivers.
Oh, really?
Like a lot of dudes that...
That's high praise.
It's very high praise. And I want to say... This is like when rich guys go play for the Yankees or whatever.
Yeah.
This is like trucking fantasy camp. And where I'm like,
I want to know more about the showers.
Well, you know, you might
I'm
just like
so interested in the shower. I saw signs for showers at a lot of these gas stations, and I was like, a
lot of notifications for showers.
Do you have to pay?
Probably.
I wonder if they're free.
Probably.
One of the rest stops, which was in, ironically, was in Amish country, had slots, like a little slot machines.
Oh yeah. Gambling. Well, you got to have, if truckers are stopping, you got to have games. You got
to
have
stuff
showers,
to
stuff to do.
Yeah.
You're just like my, if I'm doing trucker fantasy camp, you're like my permanent lot lizard.
I don't think I understood more than 75% of that sentence.
Lot lizards are truck stop hookers.
Oh. Can we go back to before I knew what it meant?
Yeah. That's right. But I was saying, like, if I, you know.
I haven't seen one glory hole. Now, maybe that's because I'm in the women's bathrooms.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't get
those. Do you want me to walk you in, like, when moms used to take little boys in the bathroom with them? Single moms, and they'd take boys in the
I always hated it. I'm like, sorry that I shouldn't, but, like, why is your son in here? And also, the son is always. Did you have to do this with Trish?
Yes.
The son is always.
Very young and only a couple times.
The son is, sure. The son is always an age. That you're like, he's crawling under stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi, yes, it's me, pissing.
Also, pretty inquisitive at that age.
Why does
her pussy look like that, mama?
How the fuck? How much pussy were you seeing?
A lot.
So how really long get in there. You have to be under the toilet.
Well, you know, or you wear shoes with mirrors on them.
I hate having no idea how loud I'm being.
You're being good.
I don't want the top comment on this to be that I'm shrill.
No, you're not shrill. I got you. I'm probably over-modulating. Homeless pimp, of course, producing it.
HP.
HP, are you with me? HP. I'm sorry. I'll never do that again.
We both now worked with HPs because I worked with Hunter Pence.
Oh,
HP.
Shit. Two-time World Series champion. Giants Hall of... Ring of Fame?
One of those.
Hall of Famer. He's in all-timer.
Ring of Fire. He's in the Giants Ring of Fire.
Hunter's in the Ring of Fire.
A lot of people mulling about now in the parking lot. I think the realization's starting to set in that we might not be going anywhere tonight.
Yeah. We got a full tank of gas, though. So
have
we
already described what the situation is? That Nebraska has shut down the main roads. So
you know what? We were saying car trip, but we weren't.
We stopped. Yeah. We got distracted?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now I'm starting to realize why the bonfire never finished a topic. I'm like, oh my God, I have squirrel brain.
So yeah, we're stuck. Nebraska has closed their roads. We were in a kind of dicey situation when we were trying initially to like, okay, this road's closed. Let's go get on the other one. What?
Well, you're right. But I want to completely set it up because we got warning of it. And we were like, yeah.
I said, is this going to affect us tomorrow? And you said.
Oh, don't put this on me.
You did say.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky
not.
Bobby.
You said, no, it's not. I said, should we leave the next day? And you said, no, it's going to be fine.
You know what? And my mom, Trish, was, I'm at home confident, you know, like, take that shot.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be fine.
Yeah, you guys got it.
When we were packing up today, she's like, it's in Kansas.
Yeah.
It's not even
going to be a problem. Now, when you look at the map, the only part that's closed down and a problem is the part where we are.
In Nebraska. Big Springs, baby.
So, what we think happened is that we were like the fourth wave to hit this wall that's been put up because these are the towns that closed the main artery roads.
They closed.
North to south, any of the arteries that we could have used, all closed.
We looked as far as going like 3 hours out of our way and going down to I-70 to get east.
And all closed.
So
we think we weren't the first wave because even by the time we got here there was no vacancy in the Motel 6, so we couldn't have been first generation. And I checked the DOT website. I'm deep in the DOT lore.
Let me just explain to, and I don't know if anyone else is with someone like this, but it's so awesome to have Katy because she's the scene in Forrest Gump where they where he's in Vietnam and they hand him the two guns and he just plugs himself in the hole. Like, that's what Katie does. She just deep dives on stuff. Oh. Like, I was like, we're stranded. And you were like, all right, I'm on the Department of Transportation in Nebraska.
I called 511.
Yeah, she was
I didn't understand what it was trying to say, but I did call.
If she could, you at that moment, you could have convinced me you had been a storm chaser before. The way you knew how to get to the lines of information.
I just know that somebody legally has to tell us what the fuck.
Well.
So I went in search of an answer.
And some of our joy has been sitting here reading the people that are more angry than we are. Because listen, this sucks. Not going to lie, this sucks.
But
we're fine. We're in our car. We have a full tank of gas. The car's running fine for right now. We got heat. We got gadgets. We're doing a fucking podcast.
The Dan for Christmas from some sweet angel.
God, this sweet angel with an got ass a, that a, don't quit.
It quits a lot of times. It got him a, what's it called?
Steam Deck.
Yeah, I felt so 40. Not, but I felt very 40 buying it.
If you're a grown up child, it is like a Nintendo Switch on steroids.
With a good processor.
It's unbelievable.
It's
been
yeah.
playing Mad Max.
So anyway, this is in our blessings. That's what he got for Christmas. And he got me, my sweet king, got me a note. What's it called? Noteworthy?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Something like that.
It's that like paper. It's a tablet, that, but it's paper. And it yeah. converts all your notes into... And nobody loves taking notes more than me. In fact, I will tell you, when we hit a wall on things to talk about in regards to today's travel, throughout our trip, I've been keeping a document
show notes.
Of the things that we can talk about podcast.
I know a couple things I want to talk about.
I've got notes.
And then, you know, obviously, she's probably listening. Shout out to Trish.
Hi, Trish.
For the socks.
The greatest.
Just dusting us
Christmas
with socks.
Dinner.
Oh, my God.
Of all time.
Yeah. My mom.
Trish was in her bag last night.
And, you know, I'm not going to pull punches for the audience. She had been boozing. And
who cares?
Yeah, but.
It's dude, Christmas.
But it was amazing. I'm saying that.
That she pulled that off.
She pulled that off after like relaxing for a while.
Could not have been me. sometimes I'll cook something and I'll be like, I got this, because most I don't, but I'm like, I got this.
Yeah.
And then I smoke a little weed.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, whoops, I left that in the oven for 45 minutes too many.
Yeah, we've been having a very fun trip. The drive out here was like
it was quick.
It was quick, but we got caught with, I'm trying to remember everything that happened on the drive out here, because a couple things happened. The main thing I want to talk about is we went to Chicago. Great time. Just a beautiful Christmas time.
My little niece is the cutest. I guess our little niece, should say. I don't know why we're both calling it mine. We're married, essentially. We're not, but we are.
Yours by blood, mine by relationship.
She is the cutest.
Yeah, she's hitting that 6 month baby mark, 7 month baby
and
mark.
And Dan has a very high batting average with smiles.
I'm not going to lie.
She smiles every time she sees his face.
I'm a people pleaser, so I'll tell you the stats right now. 14 to 17.
But who's
looks
counting,
to smiles.
You know?
I am in the zone. Was looking forward to carrying that streak over when we return to Chicago.
If we ever get there.
This is just a hiccup.
What happened the three times that you didn't get a smile? Have you gone back over the tape?
Yeah, I don't think there was proper eye contact. Octave might have been too low. Mm. Sometimes you can't
low,
come at
scary.
A baby
yeah.
with a low rumble.
They actually can't hear in that frequency.
You got to go, hi.
Yeah, we all got to do, hi.
Don't think that's mine. If you think I'm giving it away on this podcast for free,
wow.
Not happening.
That was mine.
My
and
mask.
Now, what a fool I am.
Yeah,
what am I doing? Free ads on Instagram for big headed hats?
You stupid. Oh, man. Man. And I'll do it again. Because that guy was just working. That guy was working out of his.
I'm apartment. Getting harassed by a big head hat company because I bought hats from them for you for Christmas last year. And now they won't stop emailing me. And their email at the bottom has a blue underlined word that says unsubscribe. And when you click on it, it's not a link. It's not a link. And I said, that should be illegal.
Yeah. You can't go anywhere. You can't go. You can't leave.
Now
you
can't leave? Is that what you were looking for?
That's what I was looking for. Actually, what I was thinking is, you know how young people make fun of boomers for having lead in the gasoline? And then, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of their things?
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to find out, like, older millennials, something happened and that's why there's so many more big heads now than ever?
Are there? I haven't been keeping up with
like
the stats.
I feel like it's
just because you met my niece who has a big head?
Listen.
She's in the 99th percentile.
So.
Which I still don't understand how that works. That's like a, you know, you have areas in your life that are like your specific stupid that no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to fix it. You're just like, this is just my dumb and I know that this is my dumb.
Oh, yeah. On
99th percentile. I never understand. So that means like.
She is.
99% of the...
She has a bigger head than 99% of people.
Ah. So percentile high is good, yes, and low is bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Like out of 100% of the people,
yeah,
she has a bigger head than 99%.
I know I'm dumb, and look, I'm being real vulnerable right now. But my thing is, my brain always thinks like 100th percentile, 99th percentile means 99% of people are just like this.
Yeah.
But what it means is that
I get tricked on stuff like that,
yeah,
all the time.
I can't. It's never. It doesn't compute.
But listen, we're in a parking lot of a Motel 6 in Big Springs, Nebraska, and we're learning stuff. We're learning that Katie, I learned on the drive out here, is that Katie has, listen, I know about Katie's fear. She has a fear about.
Oh, we both learned this because I didn't know.
Katie has a fear that she recently told me about.
And can we say it's irrational before you say it? It's one of those things where your body experiences it and your brain doesn't understand.
Yeah.
You're like, why did the bottom of my stomach just drop out?
Katie has a thing where, I guess in your algorithm, they started putting up videos of giant statues and structures that are submerged in water,
mm-hmm,
and it scares you. It scares you.
I can't look at it.
You can't
look
at it.
I have to scroll past it
and
because I can't.
They've been putting those deep sea songs that go like, oh, which I can do perfectly, which I can mimic perfectly, which is not.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, as a voice guy, as a voice guy, you learn sometimes voices can be used for bad. And like the first time I jokingly did that with you, when I was going, whoa, you're like, hey, please. That legitimately freaks me out.
I'm getting scared.
I'm getting scared and you're freaking me out. So we're driving from Chicago to Nebraska, to Kearney, Nebraska. Shout out University of Nebraska, Kearney, at Kearney for their football camp. 2000. It was the year 2000.
It's barely snowing. Oh, I think your wiper's a little frozen. That might be a problem. I mean, our wiper, because it's going to be my turn, isn't it? Sorry,
no.
Continue.
I didn't do my 5 hours of driving yet.
We're driving to
Kearney, Nebraska, where I did very mediocre in the year 2000 at a football camp and got moved to
defensive
end.
And we're all still thinking about it.
Couldn't pass by the town without thinking about it.
Heavy fog for some reason on this drive.
We got on the way out to Denver, we got a lot of weather systems. We got snow, we got rain, we got heavy fog, and we're in the fog driving through Nebraska.
Very flat, just painting a picture. Very flat state. But nothing to your left or to your right.
But you can't see anything.
You can't see because of that fog.
And then out of the darkness and the fog comes a giant wind turbine.
Well, there's a light. There's
like
a red light shining down.
So planes, you know, small planes don't fly.
And so all of a sudden I look over, and that's, first of all, the first I'm realizing anything's next to us. Because
you think it's just a cornfield.
And it's foggy. So I'm just assuming it's empty.
And then you look to your right.
I'm made aware of this giant thing, and I look over, and because of the way the light is, only the, let's call it the shaft of the wind turbine.
Get nasty.
Is illuminated. And then, so you know, your brain probably knows what it is, but I look up, and in the darkness, in the fog, it's night and fog.
Yeah.
I can see the blade.
Yeah.
Like,
sticking down
above,
off the shaft.
And it terrified me to know that to my right there could be giants and I wouldn't know because I can't see. And then I just was very scared.
Well, you looked over and saw it, immediately had that, yo.
Oh, stop doing it. He looks, just so you know, he makes eye contact with me every time he does it.
Because I love you. I'm sorry, I love you so much.
And so that was, I realized.
We didn't realize.
Have to pull over or anything. We
kept driving. It actually wasn't one of those things where she had a legit freak out. It was one of those things where
scared.
She was like, I'm very scared, and I laughed at it. Much as I've said before on this podcast about my Aunt Karen's fear of little people. I thought it was very funny. I was afraid of how funny she got over something that
You thought it was funny how afraid she would get over just a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I thought it was funny how afraid you got over a wind turbine. Coming out of the fog, I get, but then we stopped in Kearney, I don't know how you pronounce it, and then we stayed the night, and then the next morning we woke up and drove to Denver, and we were in like eastern Colorado, and we just see the most...
Off in the distance to the right.
Off in the distance, off
I-80. I likened it to the 300 army of, it's just, is like a... on the distance, you just see, it looks like they're charging towards us.
Yeah.
Just all wind turbines on the horizon. And we checked, and it went way far.
And then we found out.
Let me make one thing clear. I support the technology.
Yeah.
I am for alternative energy sources.
Sure.
Do not get that confused.
But you are scared.
They scale me.
Yeah.
And they were coming for me. And you at one point, they were on both sides of the road.
Much like fossil fuel industry, you have a fear of wind turbines. You heard it here first. Katie's big fossil fuel.
What's with the ones that aren't spinning? While we're ticking off wind turbine culture, what's with the ones that aren't
taking
spinning?
Taking a break, having a glass of water, having a sit. Then spinning, and then they go to spinning. You know, you can't all spin. You're going to
really
push
scary.
Those cars off the
and
road.
And I hope none of you ever have to feel the feeling that I felt and then have somebody humiliate you on a podcast.
In a podcast.
On a bonus episode.
What's so funny
for a podcast is, that's not even ad supported.
It is now.
Oh,
this will be.
What are we brought to you by?
By wind turbines. Feel the breeze.
Scary, huh?
Wind turbines.
Boom, we're right here.
We've been here the whole time, you stupid bitch. Yeah, that was fucking crazy. It was here. Listen, as someone that is not scared of wind turbines,
I think he was also scared.
It did. It was an RKO out of nowhere.
It was the concept of there being able to be a giant next to me, a giant anything, and me to just foolishly think it was the plains of Nebraska, stinky plains.
Well,
Nebraska.
All right, on to the next subject.
Dan can't smell. We all know that, right? Dan's nose blind. That's his handicap. I'm sorry for saying it so brusquely.
And I know Katie is my smelling nose lady.
That's right. And it's a burden more than it is a privilege.
Let me tell you, she's got a snooter on her.
She's sensitive.
She can pick up a scent.
I can give her a sensitive nose.
I can give her some socks and be like, go find him. Go get him, Katie.
I can walk into a hotel and be like, there's been a mold problem recently.
She has the opposite. She has, my smell is at zero, hers is at 100.
And I'd love to meet us in the middle because I don't know if it's at 100. I'd say we're at like 90. Anyway, point is, stuff that smells bad smells real bad to me.
Yeah.
And
she really can pick up a scent.
Driving through Nebraska, I should have thought, right? But I didn't. That there's just so much, because I think cows outnumber humans in Nebraska
by a lot.
Well,
from what you've seen, we drove through Omaha.
I think it's like 3-1. I will be Googling, but I'm going to say 3-1 cows outnumber humans in Nebraska. And so that means, you know, probably a lot of emissions, because don't they say cow farts are bad for the...
They say it causes a lot of... It says it's putting a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah,
is that still the stuff?
If my nose... Yeah, do we still care about that, or did we move on?
We moved on. She picked it up.
My nose smelled those farts. It's bad. It smelled like poop in pockets. At one point, it smelled like a very specific thing that I had to then describe to Dan, which is a tonsil stone. Shout out if you know what that is.
Yeah.
But that's what it smells like driving through Nebraska.
And she, our dog had diarrhea the morning we left Chicago.
Isn't that fun?
That's a fun real.
Consider that.
Side mission.
Put yourself in our shoes there.
I mean.
10-hour drive.
I had to wake up.
With a dog.
I had to wake up at 6 a.m. and walk Myrtle around Chicago. And she did that thing where she was like, she notified us that she had to go out. And for dog owners, you know what I'm talking about. When you watch the poop go liquid, where it's like solid,
we're
solid.
We're good, we're good.
And we're pissing out our ass. And she's just looking at you like, ah. So I took her out a couple times. We got her stomach empty, gave her some water, and got on the road. And like, hopefully she doesn't shit.
And she didn't.
She didn't.
But
she did really good.
The smell in Nebraska for a moment.
So while it was happening, Katie was like, I was like, is that?
I said, check Myrtle's ass because it smells that strongly in this car. No windows down, windows all up.
And windows up, and Katie getting like, I could just like a phantom punch to the face. You would just be like,
I put my head in my, I just popped my pee. I felt it. Sorry, pimp. I put my head in my shirt.
Yeah, let me,
and sniffed my own boobs.
Yeah. You were doing.
You weren't listening until I said boobs. That was the most Dan thing I've ever seen in my life. You're like, my attention's on something. No, it isn't.
Titty sniffing.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I sniffed my boobs, because I couldn't smell it anymore. What's wrong? Am I too hot?
No. I think you're great.
Am I too hot?
You've never been too hot, baby.
It's mean.
What?
I'm always too hot.
You're always too hot, I mean. God damn it. I'm going to go stay in the Motel 6. You stay out here.
I wish
we could get inside.
But
we're just
can.
We're just in the parking lot.
But we're lucky. I think we're lucky we got spots.
If someone listens to this that was in this shutdown, because it seems like it's like the ultimate speed trap. They got us to all stay in Big Springs, Nebraska.
We saw a conspiracy, light conspiracy, starting to brew online between the Nebraskans or people who are stuck in Nebraska and don't want to be.
Outsiders.
That that this is Nebraska just doing this to boost their local economy, which, I mean, if I get mad enough, I could see myself jumping on that train.
Yeah.
Of the, like, this is big Nebraska.
If it turns into a 10 a.m., we're still here.
I mean, what will we do? Sleep in the car?
Yeah. You ever done that?
I don't think so.
You've never slept in the car?
I don't think so.
I've done it
but
twice.
If you told me I had, I'd go, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've done it twice.
In this cold?
No. That's what I'm nervous about. It's 27 degrees right now, but it's 445. It's going to get lower.
I can tell you're starting to panic spiral. So let's pull ourselves back out and continue having a podcast.
What are you talking about?
I just saw your brain start to go, oh, shoot, we really need to get out of here. Would you like to hear things on my list?
Yes, I would.
Also, if things get really bad, maybe this is off podcast banter, but I'll just say it to you. If things get really bad, they're re-airing my Jeopardy tonight. We could go into that little diner, tell them to put it on, and we become local celebrities. We win this. And somebody offers up their room to us.
It turns from Big Springs to Katy Springs, Nebraska. To
off, right off the I-Katy. You know, you'd think I could open my own highway.
Well, you're panicky spiraling. Remember
the
how
I-Katy.
You...
Shut up. Don't just try to throw something back at me. You've never once noticed when I'm freaking out. I notice every time.
No, you think I'm always freaking out because...
Most of the time you are.
Because I'm like the Incredible Hulk. I'm always... You know how he says he's always angry? I'm always anxious.
Hey, big guy.
Hey.
The Pony Express...
Let's. Oh, my God.
Lasted for a little over a year.
I feel ripped off. I feel
This is like when somebody pointed out that we learned the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and why did we need to know the names of those ships? And why is it one of the only things from early school that anybody remembers?
Yeah.
It's like the Pony Express.
I learned it because of Beastie Boys.
And that's not good because you should have learned it in school.
Yeah, but that was lame.
Okay.
Beastie Boys were cool.
Yeah. You're not wrong about those facts.
Actually, what am I talking about? I'm an idiot. I did learn it in school. Just
nope,
admit
I knew
everything
it.
I said.
Everything?
Everything.
Start over. Hi, guys. We're outside of a Motel 6.
Everything's going great. We're about to drive to Des Moines.
So we looked up the, what's it called? Pony Express. And now this is my brain is actively trying to forget it because I'm pissed about how much time I was told I was supposed to remember that this happened. We were driving down a road that said like Pony Express original, whatever. And so I was, and Dan goes, do you know that went on for like a shockingly low amount of time?
Yeah. Well, there was a sign for a museum for the Pony Express Museum.
I already just said that. None of that matters.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to get to the point a little quicker for the poor people.
I'm trying to paint a picture. Okay. You're over here rushing to fucking bullet points. What do you got?
Go ahead and say that the sign was specifically for a museum. I think they needed that extra piece of information.
I'm just letting you guys know.
Is there more?
This might be a dateline.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You think I won't put you in a snowy bank? I won't. I would never do that.
So Dan said, do you know that went on for a surprisingly low amount of time? I think it was probably for like 5 years. And then I Googled it and it was like 18 months. That's crazy.
Wasn't even that long.
We hold that up as like, or 16, I don't know, I can look it up again. We hold that as like a sign of American exceptionalism.
Yeah.
As like we figured out how to ride horses from one side of this country that we kind of just stole to the other
side
of the country.
Just got it.
And it really was just for a year-ish. And
apparently
a lot
of
people died on the route.
Well, you got super into it. She burrowed.
I did.
And on
that's
about,
all the information I remember.
Well, no, because you went and read that it went bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah, that was after that amount of time.
Yeah,
they
after
could,
like
it wasn't
16 months.
Affordable anymore.
And because all those people were dying.
And I also thought that probably the reason that we learned that is probably because other countries, this is just a guess, a hypothesis, if you will, that other countries had a similar system around the same time.
We're
and
trying to get
we
credit.
We want to say that we came up with it first.
Yeah.
Now, it only lasted this couple months, but...
It failed.
But we did it first, because that seems like something we would do.
The funny part is that the telegraph came out, like...
Right after?
They did it for a year, and then they're like, guys, we have a telegram.
Because we compared...
Telegram or telegraph?
Whichever
one,
and I get them confused as well.
But whatever one came out was, like, right when they did it. So if you had the Pony Express, you were like, this thing's going to make $1 trillion. Shit! Are you serious? Telegrams? Fuck me running. Can I...
It's like TiVo.
Yes.
It's like
it's exactly what it is.
And the next year you were like, oh, DVR's all on the thing you already have to pay for.
Yeah, and we're just going to give you DVR.
Yeah.
Just to paint a picture about what's going on in this podcast, we're sitting in the car. It has now gotten dark. And looking at Katie, there is a stereotypical red light shining into the car from a motel that is flashing from the Motel 6 line.
And it's really doing it for you?
It is so sexy.
Thank you. I just want to
say,
haircut.
We're going to hit pause.
Okay.
And we're gonna tie Myrtle up outside, and we are gonna get after it.
Oh shit! Okay, I thought you were being serious. I was like, hit pause, and then what? What are we doing?
We're gonna go inside and.
But then once you brought up sex, I knew you were joking.
Then I knew that wasn't gonna happen.
Because I've been in these spandex pants all day.
Oh yeah. Clam a jam. No.
So anyway, the Polar Express. Not real.
Polar
the Pony
Express.
Express, only for a year. Funniest thing that came out of it, somebody pointed out online that the show about the Pony Express lasted longer than the Pony Express itself. It went 3 seasons.
That's very funny. That's very...
Okay, the second thing in this document said, wind turbines. Scary, actually.
Yeah.
So, but we've already gotten to that
one. We covered that.
Scooter's Coffee. We're not really that into you.
Wow.
We didn't give you that much of it. We only went once.
This might seem... like an all-out declaration of war on Nebraska. Nebraska, it's not. You randomly smell like shit, so does Colorado. We got Greeley. I'm not saying we're perfect. Scooters sucks, and you've been telling yourself it's good, and it's not. It blows dong. It's just, you guys are trying...
It's all idea. It's all ideation, no execution.
Yes.
I got a breakfast sandwich that was like a maple waffle with egg, cheese, sausage. Should have been great. Should have been their answer to the McGriddles.
Which,
and it's about time somebody came for the crown.
Someone else finally took waffle engineering seriously.
Right.
Realized it's a better sandwich bread than a pancake. A pancake falls apart all the time.
That's right.
So for the waffle, it's sturdier. You got your traps for juices and shit like that. We were disappointed in you, Scooter.
Ironically, the waffle fell apart. I could not eat it.
I want to talk to you, Scooter. Scooter, if you're listening to this, maybe you're a fan of Billions. Maybe your son's a fan of Billions.
Ooh.
Maybe that's how you got here. Your breakfast sandwich sucked dick.
Damn.
And we were real excited about it.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was a big, long line for this place. So we thought, there was a Starbucks right there. We thought, let's go to the place since I've looked it up, it's really not local. I think it's like a lot of states in the Midwest have it. But there was a line for this place. We were like, maybe it's
It was right by our hotel. It was, the line was long, but you're like, in a town like this, in a town like Kearney,
if you're going to wait for coffee.
It's got to be good.
No.
Nope.
Not great.
Got on I-80 and it just was.
And maybe we got him on an off day. Maybe one of the high school aged girls that were working there that I saw were going through something. I don't know. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I think Nebraska smells like poop. And I'm sorry that I don't like the coffee at this place. But what do you want me to do? Lie? What do you want me to do? Lie to make you feel better? I can't do that. Ask Dan. He's dating me. He knows.
I try to get her to lie to me all the time.
It would make things a lot smoother.
I want you to act like you want to hear Macho Man Randy Savage
and
more.
And sometimes I do.
Next
thing I wrote, Howie Long / Ali Wong.
We've been doing some, Katie looks up articles. It's a long drive.
When Dan's driving, I will try to chime in with little interesting things I'm seeing on my phone so that he's not left out.
The way out to Denver total was about 27 hours. We split it up or whatever, but while we're driving, we do different stuff.
Because no phone while driving, guys. Don't be stupid. No phone while driving.
No phone while driving.
Saw a lot of people doing that on this trip.
We listened to some podcasts of people we wanted to make fun of. That
we couldn't
was
even get
fun.
Through it.
Almost threw up. But we also, she just, Katie's looking at her phone while she's driving and she just says.
Not while I'm driving, no.
No, I'm driving.
Thank you.
Yeah, Katie's the
immediately
passenger.
Immediately the villain. So Katie's texting while
Katie's
driving.
Katie's drunk driving.
Even though she told you not to do it.
Katie's hammered. I'm like, you need to pull over. There's snow. And she said, fuck this snow. I got this.
You're driving. I'm on my phone.
And she said, what I hear is, Howie Long finally got a divorce. Oh, Howie Long got a divorce. Oh, but they've been separated for about a year. To which I said...
You didn't really care.
I didn't really care. I made the comment of, we both think Howie Long's sons are cool.
Yeah.
So we were like, that's the sign of a good dad. So I bet Howie Long's a good dad. That's what I said.
Well, I mean, first, you said, oh. And I went, oh, what do you have a problem with her? And he was like, well, I don't really like him. I don't really have an opinion of him. I like his sons. And that's a sign that he's all the stuff you just said. Yeah. And I said, Ali Wong? And he goes, oh, I thought you said Howie Long. I was like, that's a very funny mix-up that I can now see how that would happen.
Yeah, you remember Howie Long's special Baby Cobra? You remember that when he was pregnant and he did that awesome special?
Like, I love his sons. I was like, Ali Wong?
Ali Wong, star of Broken Arrow, the action the action movie from the 90s.
So that's in there, Howie Long, Ali Wong. Cozad, Nebraska. I think we thought we had fire on that, but I really don't think it's worth even revisiting.
Well, Cozad, Nebraska, we looked it up because we were like, Cozad.
We looked it up because I saw on a sign it said like Cozad Construction Inc. And so I thought that was the name of a company and then saw it named as the town, saw that it was the town's name, and stupidly, my brain went, wow, a whole town owned by a company?
That's what I thought.
Instead of going, oh, they probably named the company after the town.
Yeah, but
so I Googled it to be like, is this a corporate town? No, it's a town with like 2 square miles.
We both had the same first thought, which was that
the dumbest first thought.
It was like a town like in Roadhouse that's all owned by a bad guy.
That's
who's
it.
Like, I'm Donnie Cozad. Everything goes through me. And we looked it up, and it is named after a guy.
Yeah, but most towns are when a guy just gets drunk and is like, this is a town now. And
imagine
it's named after him.
Putting your name down on something, and then it's like, you just driving by like, this is Soder, Montana.
Well, and didn't we find out that his son went on to become a famous artist?
Yes. The father was like a gambler, a criminal, I think they said, businessman.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
really made him look
right.
out to be a real piece of work. And
real
his son was an artist in New York City.
That's right. Big city. Bright lights, big city.
So you moved from Cozad to New York.
That's a culture country shop. Mouse in the city.
Yeah, dude.
Maranatha Bible Camp. Shout out to Maranatha Bible Camp. It was a Bible camp on the side of the road. Not sure why. And I'm talking road highway. Like, this was the major highway we were driving.
Yeah.
There was just, you could see peeking out of the trees or something. It just said, like, Bible camp here.
Come on over.
What?
Come on over, baby.
Saw a lot of weird religious symbols on this drive.
Well, you put up the one in eastern Colorado of Tiny Jesus, Big Cross.
Tiny Jesus, huge cross.
Tiny Jesus, Big Cross is if you're driving, I think on 76. I don't know if it's I-80 anymore. I think it is on 76. If you're driving towards Denver on 76, it's like someone put it on the side of the road, and it's a little, it's like
a wire frame, like a metal working yeah. sculpture. It's almost 2D.
Yes, it is 2D with a tiny Jesus and a massive cross.
Carrying it on his back.
You know.
Which it the wingspan on it did not add up. It was,
I'm telling you, that guy, pure power in his legs.
And nailing
all
something
power.
To metal, difficult.
That ain't gonna work.
So it was an interesting,
it's gonna bounce right off.
It just felt ominous. There were a couple of like
ominous.
There was a couple of like I don't know, we saw that big shrine up on the hill in where were we?
Pennsylvania.
Outside of Omaha. No,
oh,
it was
yeah.
Omaha.
It, man,
the shrine
you're
of
right.
the family or something.
West of Iowa, shit just starts to get weird.
Well, it's weird to us.
You know what? And we're also, I know this feels like we're Nebraska phobes, but a lot of the weird shit did happen in Nebraska.
It did.
We also,
it just did. And I get
again,
it. I'd be bored out of my mind as well.
We are stuck.
We're stuck here. It's not being nice to us. Why do I have to be nice to it?
Mean girl.
I just give what I'm given. I reciprocate.
Oh, man. I wonder if we're going to get out of here tonight.
I'm starting to think we're not, because I'm not seeing cars leaving. I'm seeing cars pull in.
And here's the thing.
Let me check New Jersey Dot while you go on whatever. Just go on a little
I don't mean
monologue.
To go off on a rant here. But we do have prime parking lot. We are maybe 20 feet from the entrance of the Motel 6. So you know me. I'm small talk soder. I'll get in there. How you doing? How you been? Nice dog. I believe we will have access to the restrooms all night. There's a truck stop a little bit down the walk. It's kind of in the same parking lot. Not that far. In a blizzard, it would suck. But this looks like it's turning to rain.
36 minutes ago, Nebraska DOT, I-80 and Highway 30, those are our two main roads, closed from the Wyoming state line to Lexington, Nebraska. Snow and high winds continue to make travel impossible. I-80, Highway 30, and all connecting ancillary roads do not have safe driving conditions. So do not move as of 36 minutes ago.
Damn.
We may be sleeping in this car tonight.
Well, we have enough time on the podcast, and I'm sure the people would like to know, how would we do that?
I would say Myrtle's probably, does that seat drop down?
Yeah.
I don't know that actually would help us, because right now it's providing a nice wall between the stuff in the trunk and the back seat.
Our suitcases and wares.
So but I do think the...
Our wares from our travels.
Right now we have the ratio is that Myrtle has twice as much space as you and I. You and I are sharing space. Myrtle has the entire back seat. I don't think that would sustain.
No, that will be vetoed.
But I could see us staying in these seats and reclining.
I think...
Because you're not going to fit laying down.
No. My best bet... We're spitballing. My best bet
Do
is...
Do we sleep in shifts?
No, not at all. We both recline. We get our jackets as blankets. We recline... I got my sweatpants. We can grab another thing of clothes to put as pillows.
But we do have extra clothes, and we have jackets.
So we can sleep in here with it pushed back.
Yes.
And Myrtle can sleep in the middle.
Remarkable is the name of the tablet I got. Just popped into my head. I said it wrong earlier.
Revolutionary.
I was just thinking about how I would just sit here and write the next great American novel in the car outside of the...
I got about 50% left of my Steam Deck, so I'm Mad Maxing in shifts.
That's the only thing that's going to suck is if that thing dies.
What if I ask the guy if I go in there and charge it?
You think he's not going to take that Steam Deck? He can also probably explain to you how to use it.
I got that knife. I'll keep that knife.
You
on
have
me.
A knife?
Yeah, you've known
I
that.
I thought you had pliers.
No, I have
you
pliers.
You showed me those two little, you were like, I kept these on me.
Yeah, I got
I
those
keep
pliers.
That fang on me.
I keep those pliers on me that Dez gave out to me. Shout out to Dez.
Shout out to Dez.
But no, I also have that knife that fan gave me just in case some shit went down and I put it in the bag. I told you
things
about
a woman has never said. I have that knife a fan gave me.
You
of course.
Start,
why, of course.
You should start having your... You should start being gifted lady knives.
Yes, of course. The knife that your fan gave
when
me.
When you start your eventual podcast, you should one of your gifts should be ladies bring you knives.
Should we bust out the pepper spray that you got me so that we have that in case of emergency?
Where is that?
It is in the box with the rest of the stocking stuffers.
Okay. I can grab both things.
The knife and the...
Yeah, I can get to them both pretty quick.
And so don't think we know that if somebody could hear this, if this were live, we wouldn't be sharing our plan. But no. By the time you guys hear this,
we'll
either
be dead
or
alive.
Or we've made it out, so...
We're back in the big city. Oh, having bagels with Lox. I'm looking out my driver's side window up at the sign.
Bagels with lobster.
I'm wishing upon it. Oh, fresh fish on a bagel.
Our lights are still on. I don't know if we care, but our lights are on. You can't turn them off.
It's all the way off. What do you suggest I do, my love?
What about the end of it? Isn't there a little button on the end of it? Off, on, off, HBA only with auto light. What the hell? Since when am I supposed to understand what that means? I don't speak Nissan.
Oh, man, I just threw the turn signal on.
Turn it off.
Do we just turn the car off?
Is that what you're supposed to do in this scenario? I think we'll get very cold very quick. But the lights should be off, so the battery... the battery won't die if the car's on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the alternator's going.
God, I know nothing.
Either do I.
I know nothing.
I've just heard...
We're so screwed.
We're fucked.
And your listeners definitely know a lot. Like, your type of people are like, damn.
Well, I am their silly boy.
Mm.
So they know I'm an idiot. I am their
you
fool.
You exchange laughs for their expertise.
I am their, for their wares.
Say, fix my car
like
and I'll
wares.
Make you giggle.
Yeah, and I'll bring belly laughs to you.
And you do a really good job.
Thank you very much. I have jester currency.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do right here. There's a lady in the car directly in front of us.
Yeah.
That's just got a light on her.
She does?
Well, she's shut the car off.
Yes.
She's tougher than we are.
Not us. We won't be doing that.
But maybe
that.
Do we do that to conserve...
Gas?
I mean, we haven't.
But we had just filled up.
We just
and we
filled
are
up.
At a gas station.
Yeah. So we're all right. You know what we're going to do after this episode? And we might. Shit, man. Shit really goes bad? We might do a follow-up episode.
We
These
could
are
do
bonuses.
A whole, we could do a whole limited series. We could cut this up into 10 episodes, sell it to iHeart, get it out there.
And
done.
And Myrtle's going to get veneers.
Road Chronicles, fresh teeth for Myrtle. Perfect. I love it.
I got my hair tits. My dog has her Hollywood
right.
teeth.
And I'm keeping my bottom teeth crooked.
Woo!
We went straight to the dog.
don't affect no kisses.
This is the way my mouth is staying forever. Because you know why? It lets you know I'm real.
Yeah.
Because every tooth I'm seeing on TV right now is...
blue and too straight.
And I don't think, just on like a evolutionary, from an evolutionary standpoint, you cannot convince me to do something that would cause me... let me try to express this thought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to shave my teeth down to little spikes unless I have to.
Which is what you need to do
because
to get veneers.
Because if I get veneers and something were to happen to one of them, and let's say we're in a post-apocalyptic situation where the world is over and you don't have access to a dentist, suddenly I don't have access to the ability to chew my food. And that's very important to my survival,
yes,
as a human.
Yes.
So you will never catch me voluntarily relieving myself of like an instinctual, something that I was given that I need.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting off my opposable thumb if that becomes cool. Could I get braces?
Yes.
Will I?
Cool?
Probably. But I just want to get that out there. I'm not getting veneers for
I am
reason.
So excited for your older braces phase.
I hate that. I hate that it's going to be hilarious to you.
It's not going
to
be hilarious.
It's like number five of my deterrents of why not to do it. The other one is that I should have done it during 2020 when the world shut down and I didn't go on TV. But now here I am trying to get back out there and being like, your teeth are more crooked than they've ever been. You need to fix them.
Would it upset you if I used a lateral lisp to joke with you if you get your braces?
I wouldn't have a lateral lisp if I got my braces.
I know that. And I know that. But for jokes.
At which we've already established we definitely need to have?
No.
Because I feel like we could just, you know, be nice.
Yeah. For sure.
But if we aren't being nice, you can use the lateral lisp.
I just want
if it makes you happy.
I just want consent.
It can't be Chopin.
It can't be Chopin. It'll be the best.
If it makes
please
you.
Just let me let that chopper sing. Let me just let it out. Please let me just fuck. Let this dog run. Let this dog eat. I love you so much. We're at 45 minutes, which is an episode.
It's an episode, but then the bonus footage.
Well, here's yeah.
Okay.
We might just do a full other
episode. We can just wrap this up, probably. Did we get to my entire rundown? No.
But
we did address it. We got to some of it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little housekeeping.
We're going to check DOT again.
DOT stands for Department of Transportation.
I thought they knew that already.
I didn't.
Nebraska DOT, dude.
We're going to learn about this.
Hopefully, there's no other episode.
Hopefully,
this is the last we speak to you. No offense.
No offense at all. None taken and none given. But I hope it cuts right to back to my big head on our couch, yucking
it up with
Roy
Wood Jr.
Woo!
Woo!
And then we're hanging out.
But if not, you know, this was a long and arduous process.
The Donner Party was. Through California.
I think we're a little bit of a ways off.
Wonder if we just call it the Donner Party episode, the Donner Party Chronicles.
It is funny that we're shitting on the Polar Express, the Pony Express, and we can't even get out of where we're like, yeah. We can't move.
I'm scared. I better play my video
on
games.
On my machines with my heat and my jacket and my hammock that my dog sleeps in the back seat.
Oh, look at that. Oh, they got a light on. What do you think they're doing? Oh, they're moving around in there.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
You think they're trying to communicate with us?
I think they're making TikToks. Just through flashes.
Yeah. Hey.
SOS.
Hey, friends. Well, they probably know we're podcasting. Yeah, they got a strobe light
I was going to say, if anybody saw me doing this, I think I'd be mortified. If they walked by and saw us talking into microphones, I think I would just pretend we were mentally ill and not well.
Are these? And also, it's just like salt of the earth people being like, what the fuck? Or why
are you? They've got maps open in their car. They're drawing out routes.
Drawing?
Like, isn't this silly? Aren't we silly? Goo-doo-doo-doo. People certainly want to hear our thoughts in this moment. Everything I'm feeling is unique and interesting. Somebody get this down.
DraftKings. Don't forget about DraftKings. Ah, fuck. I hope
we'll
survive.
See you soon, but I hope not.
God, we love you.
If we die, what a metal way.
Find this SD card.
Yeah,
and then
for real.
Sing it from the biggest server.
Sell it for money.
No, that car's looking for parking. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Bye.
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 Merry Christmas.